We acknowledge the Whadjuk people of the Noongar Nation, the traditional custodians of this country and its waters. The stories told in Envoy 2222 are told on and about Noongar country. We pay our respects to Noongar elders, past, present, and emerging.
Kaya, I've sent you this MNI mycelium neural immersion file to explain. I need you to be under the streetlight at the start of South Mole. You should be standing directly under the streetlight. Face east, toward that rock, with the white cross that has a hanging black ball. You must be in the right spot. I know it seems like a strange request. Trust me, you don't know what strange is yet. You should be standing under the streetlight, on the curb, the single streetlight, inside the main gates to the mall. I've written the words FRL1 there, so you know it's really me. Act normal. It's really important that you act normal. No one can know you're in this immersion. It is particularly important that you avoid eye contact with strangers. Let me just make sure this is working. Close your eyes. Are they closed? Know that I am okay. Know that I love you. Know that we will see each other again soon. Okay, open your eyes. Let's walk. West, out to the mall, toward the sea. Keep an eye over your shoulder. They'll be in cars. We mustn't let them catch on to us. Let them drive past. Let them ignore us. Walk. Not too fast, but also not too slow. Walk at the most discreet pace you can muster. They mustn't suspect you're being taken through this mycelium immersion with me. We're leaving Munjeri, the meeting place. It always was and always will be that place where we met. I love this memory. I love this place. Look down to the curb. You'll see numbers on the curb. 00, 10, 20. Wherever you're walking now, stop. Stand. Stand there, up on the curb. And look over rocks to the breakwater across the water. The boats behind it bobbing gently in the swell. How calm it must feel here for you in this simulation. Do you remember that time 22 years ago? It was the turn of the century. The big 2200. What a strange centennial that was. We were here. We stood here as kids. Holding hands. I told you that I wanted to be a reporter for the Propaganda Suppression Front. You told me you wanted to join the Interspecies Diplomacy Corps. We haven't met much since, but you believed in me. I don't know if I ever thanked you. It has made me so happy, despite everything. Let's keep walking. West. To the water. Let us be walking. Stay on the left. On the road for a bit now. Watch out for them. They might be in this very simulation and they could be anyone. You mustn't be caught with this. They mustn't know what we're doing. Let's be walking west. To the mall. Come with me. Those numbers on the curb. Keep an eye on them too. Let's be walking. To the right, you'll see a car park behind the fence. Looming above that, the arched back of the old Maritime Museum. It must look quite fresh here in this simulation, before they closed it down and sank it. I mean, there was really no point in being nostalgic about a lifestyle we left behind. but I used to enjoy hearing stories about our fish friends as a child and adventures across the sea. That building used to be a place for history to be told, but there's no time for that now. Beyond the old maritime museum, the port, before they fenced it off with mega wall and cameras, before it became a ghost port run by machines. You can get back on the curb here. If you see any others, don't look too closely into their eyes or they'll see the mycelium specks in your iris. That project my editor sent me, do you remember? I was so excited to be given it so soon after graduating. Do you remember? I pinged you about it at the time, even though it was technically under embargo. That story on the old port? We had to put an end to the rumours, the gossip about strange sounds coming from there. We were told to calm everybody's nerves, keep them out of harm's way, you know? It's dangerous in the dark, near the wet. At 90 metres, we'll have to walk on the road for a bit. Look over your shoulder, carefully. Are you walking at an even pace? Don't walk too fast. They'll be suspicious. Watch out for gulls. You won't be able to tell if they're real. They could be bots in the sim, looking for me. Do you see the giant steel grey skeletons over there to the right? The old shipping cranes. Cranes were so called because of their resemblance to the long neck of a bird. Some species of crane migrated over long distances. Some migrated through time. These did not migrate at all. No stopping. I could have written it from my desk. I should have written it from my desk. But I wanted this first story of mine to be great. Really great. Had to save up for retirement to the inland sea after all. So I started sniffing around. No stopping. Except at about 220 metres. Let's cross the road, if it is safe. There's a broken piece of curb at the end of that fence line. We can stop here for a bit to rest. Just relax by the end of this fence for a bit and look out to the mouth of the Derbal Yerrigan. Here you can see the sky above the port, the docks, an old jetty, the water. Look into the ripples on the water. Remember that crusty old guy who lived in the ruins of the FOMO precinct? The one who thought he was clever because he used to try and trick fish into biting a sharp hook before whisking them out of the water. I had heard he used to work for Infrastructure Securities before it shut down in the great 2150 Barista Rebellion. He was a bit standoffish initially, but opened up a little after I plied him with a sweet meal cookie. Every time I mentioned the port, though, his eyes went wide and he cursed and fretted. His name was Ted. I went to see him one last time, but he'd disappeared. It was like someone had tricked him into biting a hook and whisked him away into the sky. Cranes were so called because of their resemblance to the long neck of the bird. But the ones on the docks over the water don't look like that at all. Red and white striped necks. These, a herd of great sauropods, leisurely drinking the salty sweet water of the Derbal Yerrigan. But they're not free. They're tethered to port, chained to the corporation day in, day out. Let's keep walking. I can sense that they feel something is up. We have to be extra careful now. Watching out for cars. Cross the road again. Keep walking out up the left-hand side. His place was a wreck. I mean, it was a wreck already, ever since FOMO had collapsed under the weight of its own hubris and was on its way to being reclaimed by Budja. He was already a mess, but he was neat. A real tidy teddy, you know. He collected hubcaps of old cars, had a whole stack of them. But this last time I went there, they were scattered about. He had an old shopping trolley stacked with blankets, folded neatly. The blankets were red and white too. Port property. Unusual for an itinerant wayfarer in the old part of town. Blankets strewn everywhere. Hooks and tackle box, upended, dented. The hooks, I took one. After my first visit, I turned back. I'd seen him do something odd. He had broken his cookie and placed some of it into a green bin. Now that I was there alone, I checked the bin. The cookie had long gone, but there was a tiny ant staring back at me. A wee little ant. We should be in the 300s now. Let's keep walking. You should be able to see the other side of the Derbal Yerrigan ahead. We are walking towards that green lighthouse, but on the other side of the river is a red one. There might be riverbots going up and down the river. There will certainly be gulls. Just act normal. We do not know whose side they're on. Don't be mad. I know you would tell me that I should have been in touch with you. Even though you're in the Bureau, someone could have sent a diplomat and prevented me from an interspecies violation. But you see, I couldn't help the feeling that I had to follow her. It was highly irregular, but I felt compelled. So I did. It wasn't easy following an ant through a bin into the dark. But the bin led to a chute. The chute took me to this place, an old clapped-out outhouse, out on the mall. You should be far enough away from the shore now. The lighthouse must be in sight. Stop walking. Turn around. From here, you can see down the mouth of the river. Do you see those tall beasts? The rest of them? Count them, but not out loud. They might hear you on the wind. There's no telling whose side the wind is on. Okay. It's been too long now. Keep walking. To the lighthouse. The South Mole lighthouse light is green. It flashes at the same pace as my heart that night. The hooks into the dark know that I love you. The Green Lighthouse. Green is the colour of the Noongar season of Jerran. Jerran is the season of adulthood. The nights become colder. It had become colder. The ant led me to an old storehouse at the end of the mall. A lock on a gate, a deep chasm. Inside were seven great sauropods, the ones you saw earlier. Long necks shackled with chains, looking up, imploring me. I knew it was a point of no return, but what else could I do? As you approach the green lighthouse, you'll pass a block on the right. At the 600-metre mark, there is a rock. There are some old, rusted port fittings. And as you approach the lighthouse, a white circle is drawn on the road. Cross that circle. Go between the two rocks under the sign that, if I have prepared this lattice correctly, will say South Mole. Walk past the cells. Keep walking to the water. We're in the 700s now. Go to Wardun, the sea. Go as close as you dare. If you can, try to find some height to look out from. Look out to the great Wardun before us. I had picked the lock with the hook that I'd taken from the old man's kit. The thick chain holding the cell door fell to the floor of the chasm and landed with a dull splosh. I was suddenly conscious that we were making a lot of noise. There was no time to lose. The sauropods stood and clambered awkwardly from their watery jail. They stood majestically above me in a circle and one by one walked into the ocean, heading west into deep sea, along the underwater river that flows past Wadjimup. As I followed them, I flailed about at first, but my legs grew longer as the water deepened. My neck stretched out and I felt my toes reach the full depth of the sea canyon. I'm out here with them now. In the distance, on the horizon. Can you see me? Wave at me. I'm waving back at you.